Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
I am the Magnificent, and I'm gonna show you how to do it my way. I am W-O-O-O, and I'm still a big
Winston Riley classic.
What was that all about, Les?
Oh, I'm upset. I don't even know who did the remake there, but and the original, David Ansel Collins, was originally released in August 70.
Yeah.
Re-released May 71.
So someone comes along trying to spoil the party.
Yeah.
On the 21st of May 1971.
Yeah. It's interesting because that... it was the David and Ansel Collins version reached number four, wasn't it? Reached number one for 2 weeks.
And I can tell you this time. I'm pretty certain this version got nowhere, but...
Yeah, it probably didn't.
Produced and directed by Jonathan King.
Oh, well, what do you expect? another thing. Isn't that interesting? We've done... quite a number of Jonathan King things.
I think last week it was Lazy Bones.
Yeah, no. And then we did a bit of Genesis, who will obviously by Christmas had left him.
Yeah.
Incidentally, talking about that single that we played, that was written by Gabriel. Well, it was written by Phillips and all of them. Phillips actually left the band after the Trespass had, because they got a difference of musical styles. Because Gabriel had made it a lot more. Up till that, because of under Jonathan King, they'd become like a pop band, if you know what I mean.
That's the direction he was trying to point them in, yes.
Knife was the first, what you'd call, true classic progressive rock track that they actually did.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to Double Barrel, that was a great single, weren't it? The original. But I've no idea who that was. It did the company.
On the record label, it says Jenny One Shot.
Jenny, well, they had one shot at it and they missed
Jenny
it,
One
they?
Shot, produced and directed by Jonathan King. And the other side of the single is called Good Morning, This Is Your Friendly Conversation from Russia.
Really? How bizarre.
Like value for money from Jonathan King, is there?
Well,
and he even put his name in the writing credits there, and yet all he'd done was recorded a different version of Double Barrel and reversed it. But by putting his name on the B side as the songwriter credits, if the single was to have sold, he would have made a fortune from it, even though his name
Riley wrote it.
Yes. Oh, it says who wrote the A side. He's but by putting his name on the B side,
he
knew a thing or two, you see. What we didn't tell you was this hour we began with Jimmy Cliff and Goodbye Yesterday. A single, of course, these are all singles released on the 21st of May 1971. We're using issue 375 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, copyright Francis Anthony Limited, East Hill, St Austell, Cornwall. My guess is they receive the list via the telephone because sometimes the titles aren't quite the correct ones. Misheard titles. This one wasn't misheard though. It's Snowbird. You remember we played it a few weeks ago, Les?
We did.
But have you ever heard the reggae version of it? Yes, we found yet another reggae version of an old classic. This is iRoy with Dennis Walks and Snowbird, and the record label this time is Mood. Mood Disc, MU3510.
Beneath the snowy mantle, old and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbirds in the song he always sing and speak to me, a flower start to bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young and true. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life is the thing that I can win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on the day. The one I love forever is and true. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Thank you. never seems to say that she home to break my heart. Should I decide to stay? So little snowbird, take me with you. Where you go? To that land of gently breeze, where the peaceful waters flow. La 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 la.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Yeah.
Only the best for our listeners, Les.
Yeah.
Sheila. I wonder where we got Sheila from.
Frida Payne. A follow-up to our Band of Gold, which had been 1970, wasn't it?
Rock Me in the Cradle, this one was. Still on Invictus Records.
Yeah.
INV512. Do you want to tell us the story about the Band of Gold again?
I think I've told it many times, but back in 1970 when I was an apprentice and Band of Gold, we used to build things out of components. And one of the things we use is little resistors, which had one thing about these carbon composition resistors was, if they took too much current, that they used to burn up. And they were color coded with the gold band, meaning it was a 5% tolerance. And often when these things used to burn off, all that was left was the band of gold. So you've no idea what the original resistor was.
All that's left is a band of gold.
That was 1970, wasn't it? Her biggest hit.
Before Frida Payne and Les Newman.
Boneshaker was a session group.
I was going to say Les Newman sitting in the Jackanory chair telling us a story.
No, it's not the red chair that you can push the out. If you push the lever, do I fall backwards?
Yeah.
Anyway, Boneshaker, all I know was that that was a band that was part of Mike Berry's outfit. They used to do cover versions for Ready Tunes, which I think was a commercial organisation that did background music for people.
His name's on the label, yes. I noticed Mike Berry's name on the record label. London Records, Boneshaker. That was Sweetness that Les is talking about there.
Incidentally, at the end of a session at Radio Luxembourg, Mike recorded Sweetness on the four-track there. And they used many of his session back. So it's actually recorded by Mike Berry at a Radio Luxembourg session.
Right. See, 50 years later, friends, we could never have known any of this.
It was the first
50 years ago. It's a wonder we know anything now, quite honestly.
Right. Mike Berry also said it was the first British record to be released on London American. Nobody wanted to release it, but a friend of his went to Geoff Milne at London Records, who loved it. But we had to pretend it was an American record.
I did wonder how it got on London, because, as you say, London was usually American artists.
On the B-side of it, there's a Creedence Clearwater type sounding country and western sound.
Bad Man Strikes Again. Yeah. Not sure if I've got that. I'll find that and play that.
They did that basically as a tribute to John Fogerty.
let's hope I found that as well. Before all of this, we heard iRoy and Dennis Walks with their version of Snowbird, Fly Away.
Yeah, the Alan Murray the classic there.
And as we explained last time, a snowbird is a Canadian who doesn't stay in Canada in the winter time, but heads south to Florida and Mexico. That's what they call snowbirds all over North America, no doubt. a Dutch band now, The Revels. These are worth looking into, Les. REVELLS. I can only find it on what must be a Dutch television programme. I've tried to filter out the crowd noise. This is called Mind Party. So that's that could suit us in those days, Les. I don't think we'd be very good going to a mind party.
Not
now we wouldn't. But
not metal. You're not going to have me doing Polish names.
You can do some Dutch. If you can find out about the Revels, CBS 7050. That's where you'll find as much information as I found about it. At 45 cut. The Mind Party by the Revels.
Tell you about
I've watched the video, so you didn't have to, but so you can enjoy the punishment as well. I'll post it here.
www.towardtheunknownregion.com
at today's playlist, which is the 21st of May. 1971 was what we're going back to, so that'll be the 21st of May for 2021, which is, yes, that is where we are. We are alive in this year. Les Newman and Chris Bent. Les in the comfy chair.
Hello. Rick van der Linden wrote that song, apparently.
Yep.
He was quite a well-known keyboardist. And but he was also notably involved with a band called Trace, who I think we've actually mentioned previously, and Exception.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's various Dutch bands that we've come across in the past, so we're very much involved with them. As far as what was the name?
The Revels. The Revels. Three ladies.
Yeah, three ladies. They were some sort of Dutch funk soul outfit, as far as I can read.
Well,
that's what, as far
having
as
seen saying. The video, which you can all do, my friends, by going to our playlist page for today, I would call it Girls Dancing Badly.
That was a, yeah, so yeah, so he wrote that, and I don't know much about the actual band, though. I can't find
well,
much about.
Anyway, we've all got the chance to see these three girls dressed in blue trouser suits. One doesn't seem to fit very well, though. Les mentioned about Bone Shaker and the B-side being a kind of a tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival. Well, I have found it, but I think we may all be disappointed.
Yeah. by the firelight, I see her face before my eyes. Lady Rose, ah, Lady Rose, oh, Lady, my rose, my Lady Rose. Lost in memories of the moment, of the time span, how the days ran. Lady Rose, ah, Lady Rose, oh, Lady, my rose, my Lady Rose.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com. For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
The Move, who couldn't really decide what to release as a single. You may recall 2 weeks ago, the 7th of May, 71, there was an unreleased single called Ella James with No Time on the B-side. This week, the actual single that came out is called Tonight. That was the unreleased B-side, Down on the Bay. But it did eventually come out on the other side of Chinatown. So it was either The Move, or Jeff Lynne, or Roy Wood, or Harvest Records. Who knows? Who couldn't decide?
ELO, as I said.
Yeah, who became it? Well, who were ELO at the same time, weren't they? Recording there. Yeah, but they.
Well, the vocals were strangely like.
Well, I said Shaking Stevens, but you decided it was ELO, didn't you? I was being a bit disrespectful. Yeah, yeah.
The song previous to that, Lady Rose,
Mungo Jerry. Yeah,
Mungo Jerry, obviously written by Ray Dorsett, who's singing on it. The it was a stranger. Well, I don't know. There's a number of people there. That was actually released as a 33-inch extended single.
It was one of those maxi singles. I think there were four tracks on it. One of them was Milk Cow Blues, which we could play in the next hour. Yeah. We played Have a Whiff on Me.
Incidentally, Have a Whiff on Me was banned by the BBC. They would not play it because it had connotations for drug taking.
I thought it was Will's Whiff Cigars. I've got some old beer mats somewhere of Will's Whiff.
It's an old Lead Belly song, and that was actually recorded on that side from Paul King, who was also a band member.
Yeah.
But he was the guy that did the washboards and the kazoo and all the rest of it. Anyway, what they did was that the BBC initially banned it because of that. And it was reissued with She Rode, R-O-W-E-D, from the group's second album as the second track. So it was actually re-released with a different track.
Okay.
And that's the one that became number five? Reached number five in May 71. So the
It raced up the charts, that's for certain. Yeah.
It was initially reissued, it actually took about a couple of weeks before it, I think it released in, it actually became number five in mid-June.
Some singles race up the charts and some take more than a year. I know East of Eden's Jigger Jig, we played that last year, and that's currently, it might be, let's have a look, see what's in the charts this particular week, the 21st of May 1971. Yes, Dave and Ansel Collins, Double Barrel, Dawn, Knock Three Times, Ardeen Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, Delphonics, Didn't I? Yeah, East of Eden, Jigger Jig, we played it, it must be at least a year ago. It was what they call a sleeper, do they call them sleepers?
The band thought that when they originally did that single, Lady Rose, for a Radio 1 session. And at the time that they included Whiff on Me in that session as well.
Yeah.
And it went down really well with people. So that's why they recorded it, put it out as a single. So
that's the only time it got
it's weird, isn't
played
it?
On the BBC even when they did
that's
it live.
Strange, they would have done it for a Radio 1 session. Right?
Yeah.
That was acceptable. As soon as you put it on the B side of a single, they don't want to play it.
That's because the suits get a chance to listen to it then.
How bizarre.
They get a chance to listen to it at their round table.
Do you
remember Radio 1's round table?
Yeah, I remember that.
They used
to
do some similar to what we're doing here, but not as in depth, of course.
Or Hit and Miss, which was another one.
Jukebox Jury, and I'll Give It Five. That was that Sue
or
Nichols?
Pete Murray.
Was that Sue Nichols? Oil Give It Five.
I'll Give It Five, that's true.
Was that Thank Your Lucky Stars, Les?
I can't remember.
Do you know?
I saw that was it.
We're going too far back in our memories.
Anyway, using that criteria, why on earth didn't the band in the summertime, where it mentions the lyric, have a drink, have a drive. I'm surprised the BBC didn't ban that. Incidentally, that was their first single. And it was also a 33 RPM maxi single
as well. That's right. If she's rich, take her out for a meal. And if she's not, just do what you feel, were Ray's.
They would never get away with them lyrics now.
Politically incorrect. Lyrics these days. Also in the charts this week, the Elgins, Fame and Price, Fantastics, Free, McGuinness Flint, T-Rex, still in the charts with Hot Love, been there for weeks. Yeah. Waldo de los Rios Orchestra, the Rolling Stones, they've soon got in the charts. Diana Ross, Saccharin with Sugar Sugar. Oh. There, that was Jonathan King. We played that. We've played Severine. On Arbor and Rue, which was Eurovision. Ringo Starr.
Excuse listener. If you was listening to us 50 years ago, you'd have thought, oh, these are really hip, ahead of the curve.
These two guys.
A lot of the stuff we're playing
hip to the beat.
Actually made rather big, massive hits.
We're hip to the beat. Daddy-O. Ringo Starr, it don't come easy. Would you believe Ray Stevens is still in the charts with Bridget the Midget? Now, Snowflakes would not like that. And Sweet, Funny, is still in the charts. Well, those of you listening on 1476 kilohertz must be wondering why I've made mention of a third hour. That third hour can be heard on Carillon Wellbeing Radio on Sunday at 7 o'clock in the evening, and at 6 o'clock we're back with the sort of part two of our rock show, which is here from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock on a Saturday. So we're here for three days a week.
Wow,
we're banded through the network, 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. To take us up to the hour, we'll play the A side of the Move single and what did become the B side, which was Don't Mess Me Up.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
I come aboard with you, baby. You gotta keep this in the start. Go rocking into the feature film. Time to rip the seats apart. But if you got a dream, don't mess me up. Yeah. Stop in the side street, baby. Look
give your heart a check. Well, don't mess with me, cause you might get my fingerprints around your neck. So if you got a cheeky one, don't mess me up. Well, I think something I've got you, baby. You're empty and I will drop. I think you tried to chain me up, but I had to make you stop. I give you to you, baby. I take you to the party hop. Sure, the cause a scene on your red blue jeans, and we dance till 5 o'clock. I thought if you got a cheeky walk, don't mess me up. Don't mess me up.